This is Sky Blues Extra.
Hello and welcome to another very special episode of the Sky Blues Extra podcast, which is kindly sponsored by Shortland Horn, Coventry's leading estate agents. My name's Tom Ward. I'm joined this evening by Dean.
Hey, guys.
Evening, Dean. And I'm very pleased to say we're also joined by a very special guest. Our guest this evening represented Morocco at international level, featuring in the 1992 Olympics, as well as the 1998 World Cup. At club level, he played for a number of clubs in Morocco and also in Qatar. He had a spell at the Sky Blues, which spanned 4 years, making over 122 appearances. I'm, of course, talking about the one and only Youssef Chippo. Evening, Youssef. Thanks very much for coming on to the show. We really appreciate your time, and it's going to be great to hear a bit more about your footballing story.
Hi, good evening, Tom, and good evening, Dean. And I'm so happy as well to be with you guys.
Yeah, brilliant. And what we tend to do, Youssef, is just to take things back a little bit, because, you know, we'd like to learn a bit more about you and, I guess, your time before Coventry. So, yeah, tell us a bit more about sort of your upbringing and, I guess, some of your early memories.
It was, you know, especially a nice time. It was like the best time I had in my career when I was in Coventry. You know, everyone, every player is dreaming to play in Premier League. So yeah. I reached this dream, and we did, I think, well, especially first year. It was for me like, the atmosphere, it was good. Players, the fans, they are unbelievable. So actually I had a very, very good time there.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and we'll come on to talk a lot more about your time at Coventry. Just like in terms of going back a bit, when you were a kid and you were growing up, did you sort of support a football team? Did you have any idols that you looked up to?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, as normal players, you know, I was young, like 9, 10 years. We were watching lots of Spanish league because Morocco, so it's not far from Spain, and we had like two games every week watching in TV, and especially a lot of Moroccans, or maximum of them, most of them, they are supporting Barca or Real Madrid. That's why we were watching all the time the La Liga. Yes, and I was impressed by Barcelona, you know, and this tiki-taka and how they play, and at that time was like it's good teams, you know. I was impressed all the time with these guys who plays in midfield, like Amor and Baquero and these guys, because when I was young as well, I was playing with my friends. All the time I was playing like a midfielder, so all the time I was watching to the midfield how they play and how that to learn from them something.
Copying the Barcelona style. Not a bad place to start.
Yeah, just watching the game, and after they were watching the game, going to the streets, playing just and try to be like everyone, like Amor, other from. Now others who support, like who like to watch Real Madrid and these guys. Yeah, it was was good.
And in terms of playing football, how did you get into that? Did you like play for a local club or like an academy or something, or how did it work?
Well, at that time it wasn't the academy. We were playing like where I live with my friends, schoolmates, and going playing everywhere, sometime in the street, sometime we had a team local for where I live, and we were playing like a small tournament, some games for like 10, for more than 4 or 5 years. I'm talking about when I was 7, 8, and when I was 12, like this, 12, 13, I went to the local team where in my town, they were playing Premier League and, well, in First League, Moroccan League. And we went there and we had like many friends to come as well. And we want to go there and to start to play with my club town. We start like this, you know, at 12, year, 12, under 12. After we went to other level, like under 14 and under 16, until I reached the first team.
Obviously, Youssef, you played at the Olympics, which is obviously a massive deal. You're an Olympian. No one can take that away from you. What was that like? What was that experience like of the 92 Olympics?
Well, actually, I was the youngest one with this team because I was at 17 years. And I did play for a national team like under 18. And then all this group, went to the Olympics with, of course, some players. They had more experience, more old than us, 2 or 3 years. It was you know, like a dream, you know, Olympics Games in 92, I remember, and it was in Barcelona. And we had a tough group. We had like Sweden and South Korea and I think Paraguay and our group. We did well because in first game we did play against Korea and we draw 1-1. Second game we lost like 4-0 against Sweden. Sweden they were a good team, and the last game against Paraguay. I think we draw again, and so we didn't qualify to the second round. And then, yeah, but it was good experience. It was good atmosphere in Olympics Games.
I can imagine, yeah.
Well, you know, and especially when we went to the village, Olympic Village.
Yeah.
And you saw all these stars, like tennis stars, basket stars, like Dream. The Americans guys who played then in the NBA at that time, like Michael Jordan and these guys, it was good, you know, when you sit next to them and you eat in the village, and it was nice time.
Yeah, I was just about to say, like mixing with all the stars of different sports, it's very unique, isn't it? Because you don't get that opportunity in any other major football tournament, obviously.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, and we were lucky to be there. Yeah,
and obviously you came over to Europe then to play for Porto. How did that move help your development? And you know, was it hard to sort of adapt to the European style of play?
Yes, because you know, when I was in Morocco, I was young, so the first time I went out of my country, Morocco, I went to Qatar for as professional to Al Arabi here in Qatar. So yes, it was like similar to Morocco, you know. But when I moved to Porto, it was especially first 3-4 months was very difficult, you know. Training was hard. The weather as well. And the level as well of the training, and you know, Porto, it was a good club, so they were playing many games. They were playing as well in Champions League, so they are playing like twice a week every time, and traveling and coming back. And I am new used to play like these games, and I remember. My first 3-2 months, we start to play in Champions League. We played Rosenborg, and you know, at that time was very very cold. It was snow.
Very different to what you were used to.
Yeah, but after 3-4 months, and as well, I couldn't speak the Portuguese. It was so difficult to understand sometimes the coach or the players. So I start to learn more the Portuguese language, just to understand my teammates and the coach. And
was that the most difficult thing, the Portuguese?
Yes.
Because, you know, obviously as a young player developing and stuff, you need to learn from the coach, etc. And if you don't really know the language or what they're talking about, that must have been very difficult for you.
Yes, 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 definitely. Because, you know, and when when I was in school in Morocco, we had French, second language, and a little bit of English. But Portuguese, it was so difficult to understand sometimes. Well, the coach, what he wants, what he said. Even sometimes when he starts talking to me, he forgot that I'm not understand well. Portuguese, I said yes.
Okay, just nod your head. Yeah, just
nod. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, but who helped me, I think it's, you know, I had many friends, Moroccan friends, they were living there in Portugal, in Porto, so they helped me a lot, and they teach me more Portuguese language, and I started a little bit to understand, and then my second year was better than the first. The first 3-4 months was so hard and very difficult.
And you played for Morocco in the 1998 France World Cup. It must have been very special to represent your country in the World Cup, and especially that World Cup, which was a very memorable one as well.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, as player, every player, he you know, he one of his dreaming is that to play in the World Cup, something special. Yes, it was so good, you know, when you played, I guess, good teams and you play in the World Cup and you play, I guess, big stars as well, you know, especially when you are a group like Brazil, Scotland and Norway. So it's top teams and top players. Yes, I think this was like one of the best moments I had with my national teams, you know. Mm-hmm. As you know, everyone, every star, he wants to play in the World Cup. So it's easier, you know. I remember when we were qualified, it was like a dream for all the people in Morocco. They were very happy. They went out to the street to celebrate. And even when we did, I think, well, we didn't qualify, but we did the... very good. We had the good presentation, you know, when we played Norway. We drew 2-2 and we lost against Brazil. But last game was like, for us, like a last chance, you know. We knew that we should to win and to have good games to try to qualify, you know. As you know, no one can he can't imagine that Brazil we lose against against Scotland, against Norway. So in our head it's just like we were focused on our game just to win, and if we won, we can go to the second round. That's what we can we think. We weren't thinking about other games. Yeah, we did well. I think we did we played the best game in this tournament against Scotland. And at the end of the game, we heard that Brazil lost. So it was like a shock for us. We were when we were playing, we didn't hear anything. We didn't even ask, you know, when the players were on the bench. They were completely... shocked about the results. And,
that was a tough group. I mean, Scotland weren't bad. Norway had a great side then. Like, I mean, they had Ronnie Johnson, Henning Berg, Solskjaer, Flo. They had a brilliant side.
I remember
Brazil as well, obviously.
Yeah, but I remember the Norway. They beat the only team who beat Brazil in friendly just before the World Cup 4-0. And when we saw as well, when we watched the first game, the opening game, Scotland against Brazil, the Scotland did very well. They lost at last minute 1-0. It was, yeah. But we start to know that it will be very, very hard to get second place to be qualified. But we tried our best, and I think everyone here like Morocco, how did he play, and how the sometimes, you know, we don't have more experience, especially in the second game against Brazil. We played, I think, open game. Mm. You know, when you play open game against like stars like Ronaldo, like Rivaldo.
Yeah, what a side.
And
yeah.
you give them space. So it was, they had a good game, and I think it was their best game in this group for Brazil. And then we had a last game against Scotland. Scotland were a good team, and they were as well. They are they wanted to win as well. They had the chance to qualify to second round.
And I've got an old sticker book with the 1998 teams in there, and I was looking at it the other day, and you're in there. So I've got you on there. I need to get you to sign it for me.
Definitely. No, I remember. You know you know what I like more? The atmosphere in the stadium. It was unbelievable. You know, it's got Scottish supporter with the Moroccan supporter. They were making a nice atmosphere. It was so nice. And when you know what I did like more? Even Scotland, when they lost, the fan or the supporter, they were fantastic. All the game, even when they finish.
Yeah, it's always a very special atmosphere at those World Cups, isn't it?
Yeah,
it was incredible.
Yeah.
You're listening to Sky Blues Extra.
Just to move it on a little bit, obviously the year after that, you signed for Coventry. Tell us a little bit about how that came about.
When I was at Porto, we had a coach from English coach. He was he knew more Gordon Strachan, had contacts with him.
Ah, okay.
And he told me that maybe Coventry they were very interesting to sign me. You know, he told me that. He told me that Gordon Strachan, he was in World Cup watching the game against Scotland. Mm-hmm. And he was impressed by many players with Moroccan. And after when I signed for Coventry, Strachan, he told me if I have the opportunity, I can sign five or four players for the Moroccan team.
Last year.
And I remember I had in my second year before to sign, we had the friendly game with national team against Holland, and this guy, the English guy, his name John, he came to me and he told me that Strachan he will go to with the chairman to Holland to watch you playing against Holland. Just to do well we played Holland in Holland, and we did well, and we beat them I think 2-1. And just after the game I received a call from my friend, and he told me that he was there and he was watching the game, and he's happy with your performance, and he was watching you many games, not only this Moroccan with the Moroccan national team, and he was coming as well, but I didn't know he was come to Porto sometime to watch me playing with Porto. In the end of this season, they contact Porto, and they contact me as well. And I signed in 99, I signed for 4 years with Coventry.
Did Did you know anything about Coventry before you signed?
To be honest, no. When I signed, yes, I start to I went to Google and
looked at the Coventry history. Yeah,
the story, and I went to see as well some games for Coventry, especially when Dublin was there.
Yeah,
before the John Alwisi and these guys.
Yeah,
all. Yes, and then I went to. I remember I went to Coventry just after the when we finished the season. I went to the training ground, and I met Mr. Gordon Strachan, but I didn't know that he was the coach, the manager. It was Andy Harvey. Do you remember him?
Yeah,
Andy Harvey. Yeah. He gave me he wanted to just make a test, small test in training ground, just to, because I had the operation on my knee, and just to do some exercise and to run with the ball and these things. I said, okay, I will do it. And he came and he said hello to me, and I said hello. I was thinking just normal guy.
Yeah, who did you think he was? The chef or something?
Yeah, and he told me, did you know him? He said, no, who is it? He told me, this is the manager. I said, okay. And after that, when I finished, I had dinner with him the same day, because I just come for 2 days to make chicken
The medical stuff, yeah.
Medical stuff and these things, and to sign the contracts, and then to go for my vacation, and to come back again after 3-4 weeks to start the preseason with the team.
What was it with Gordon Strachan in your time? What was he like as a manager? Because we hear lots
good,
of stories,
to be honest,
don't we?
But it was so difficult to understand him.
We find it hard to understand him as well, not just you.
Yeah, but he was very good guy, very, very good guy. He was so happy when I signed with Coventry. When I just signed, he told me that maybe we will sign Mustafa Haji as well. I said, yeah, if you can't sign him, it will be great. It'll be good. Just, as he said, but now we need to see if we can sign some players. Then we will see. And I had dinner with him, and he explained to me what he need from me, and where I'm going to play, and which position. And he was asking me many things. Just to know where I prefer and where I feel comfortable.
Yeah.
And after I did come here, after 3 weeks to pre-season, we went to Germany for pre-season. Stayed like 1 week there. And after, he came to me and said, congratulations, we signed Mustafa Haji. Because it was like, I don't know who went. John, the Ghanaian one who was playing in the midfield. He went to Aston Villa. Boateng, yes.
Boateng, yeah.
Yes, because they were waiting to sell him to sign Haji.
And did that help you settle in then, having Mustafa with you at the same time? Both being
yes, there. Well, yes, definitely, yes. He helped me and helped him a lot. You know, we're together, and we're teammates and national team, and we speak by same language. And then, it was good, you know, because I knew him and he knew me. So when we play in Coventry, I remember the first season, all the goals who I scored, like 4 or 5 goals, he gave me the assist, the pass, you know. So it was good, yes. I told him it's good news. So, yeah, and he came, and I think we had very good season, my first season.
Are you still friends with Mustafa now?
Yeah, yes. I still all the time contact with him. Yeah, he's now, he's working with national team, like assist manager, so, yeah. He was good, good, yeah, very good friend.
And when you arrived at Coventry, did you, obviously, you know, you were close with Mustafa, but did you, were you close with any of the other players?
Yes. All the players were, especially were good, you know, like Aloisi was fantastic, John Aloisi.
Yeah, good player as well.
Robbie, Richard Shaw.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he mentioned on his episode that you were one of his good friends during the time at the club.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, Richard was good. He had more lots of experience.
Yeah,
and all the time he came to me and tried to, to give me more advices, and he was like asking me if I need anything or something like that. Just come to me, and William as well, William Willow.
Yeah.
Well, we had him as well. Yeah.
Mo, Big Mo.
Yeah.
Big Mo, he was my neighbor. So,
what was that like?
He's very fantastic guy. He's very good guy. I was alone. I wasn't married that time.
Right.
All the time I was like, he invites me every day to his house to eat with his friend, with his family. He's very nice guy. So, I still in contact with him as well.
Really?
Yeah.
So it was a great atmosphere. The team was a real big bond there. There's a really good atmosphere in the team.
Yeah, of course. Yes. It was good. It was good. That's why we, you know, when you had the good atmosphere, then it will be easy and the pitch to try to play well and to get a performance.
Mm. And talking of atmosphere, we talk a lot on our podcast about Highfield Road because we miss it very much. Did you enjoy playing there, Youssef? And what was it like at Highfield Road?
Well, you know, to be honest, it was the best time and the best atmosphere I had in my career, Premier League. All the time, the beach is like 25 or 20,000 people watching, and they were enjoying that the difference between many countries in England, especially Coventry, they were coming to enjoy the games, to watch and to try. Even we lose sometimes, but when you try hard and to try to play and to do your best, even you lose sometimes, but it's still helping you and encouraging you.
Yeah, absolutely. And what did you think of the Coventry fans?
Well, they are fantastic and they're still fantastic, you know. I remember they were all the time... especially when we start to play well, to score goals and to start to, to encourage and to support us every game, even when we play away. 4,000 or 5,000 all the time traveling with us, you know, and coming for next week again. That was fantastic. I never had supporters like them.
And then you had a song as well, the Chipo Hadji and King song.
Yes, still,
enjoy that?
Yeah. Yes, of course, yeah.
I sing that to myself in the shower sometimes.
he was young at that time, I think.
Yeah, I was. Yeah. But I remember it. Yes. That's one of my biggest memories of you and Mustafa and Robbie in the team is that song and how magic it was. It was just, the atmosphere was just electric all the time, and you've played so well, and that's why I miss the most.
Well, definitely when you had the good players like Haji, like Robbie Keane, like Roussel as well.
Yeah,
I remember, you know, when we played Aston Villa, you know how is the relation
intense, yeah.
between the supporters. So before they have to go to do changing room, I remember some fans come to us. They said, please, you said this game, you only this game, you have to win. And we did well. I remember we won 2-1. I think, yes, McAllister score and and Robbie Keane. We beat them 2-1. It was like, I never see the atmosphere like that in this game.
And obviously, you mentioned him there, Robbie Keane. How good was he? Even at that age, how good was he?
At that age, he was like 18 years, you know? Yeah. He was... I remember because in the first three games, we didn't score a lot of goals. That's the problem we had. But just when we signed him, in his first game, I think against Derby County, I remember, he scored fantasy goals. Yeah. 18 years with this flexibility and with this quality. He was... he gave us... more, you know, when you play like you know, midfielder, or when you had like striker like this for the movements and how he won the ball. So, and he scored goals, he helped us a lot. And I think we were lucky with him. But unfortunately, he left only after 1 year.
Yeah. Obviously, lots of great memories, lots of great games. Lots of great goals as well. And there was one against Leeds in 99, a brilliant goal. It's one that sticks in the memory for us. What does it stick in the memory for you?
Yeah, of course. It was my first one in the Premier Premier League. It was a good game as well against Leeds. Leeds were a tough team, top teams at that time. I remember they were playing in Champions League as well with Viduka, with these guys.
That's not Big Mo trying to call you, is it?
No.
Is he inviting you for dinner?
Yes, it was good. It was a good game. So I remember when I play like 1-2 with Mustafa, and he just gave me the ball and the space behind the Hearts. He was left back, I remember.
Yeah.
And just I see the goals, I try to shoot, and I scored. It was nice.
Obviously, you mentioned how difficult it was to go from sort of to Portugal, and then obviously the transition again to England. How did you find your first season overall? Was you happy with the way you settled in and the way you played?
Yes, I was very, very happy. You know. It was like my first season was the best one, I think, in the 4 years I had in Coventry. It was more physically and more technically as well. So when you had a good, just as you should be happy, you know, and to be to understand the games, because the football, the Portuguese football is different than the English one. The English one with the atmosphere that give you power, give you all the time to be tough and to physically to win second ball and to try to shoot and to run lots. You have to run lots more than in Portugal. That's the way the games that I did like as well. So it was easier for me to adapt quicker and. In the Premier League.
And one of the players you've mentioned a couple of times is Gary McAllister. He's highly regarded by Coventry fans as, you know, one of the best midfielders we've had. How good was he, in your opinion, Youssef?
Well, he was top player. He was very, very good player. He gave us more stability and the midfielder and the way he kicked all the like kickoff and the corners, and I remember it was special. Even he went, you know, at that time he was like 34 when we played.
Did you play against him in the World Cup? Was he
No, he wasn't with national team. I don't know, but he was injured. Injured because at that time when we came, he was injured. He didn't play with us like. He had, I think, operation just in the end of the season.
Right.
He was off for 6 months, And then when he back, he changed a lot on the team. You know, with his experience and with his intelligence and his quality of the passes, and it was absolutely fantastic. Even he went after that. When he went to Liverpool, he did very good. Yeah. He did well, and he was one of the best players. He win everything with Liverpool.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a brilliant player. And then just to talk about the season after that, obviously the 2000-2001 season, obviously, you know, we told Robbie Keane, as you mentioned, it was, a difficult season for the club. And obviously we got relegated from the Premier League. What do you think kind of went wrong in that season?
Well, you know, when you had like top players, good players, like especially strikers, when you had one like Robbie Keane, who scored, more than 12, 13, 14 goals. And you can't bring or buy player not like him or similar to him to score goals. I remember the club signed Bellamy. Bellamy, well, he's a good player as well, but... in his first year, he wasn't as good as he was before he came. So many problems, defense problems, injury. Sometimes, you know, even Strachan, he lost some controls with some players. And then, even me, I didn't... was like did play like 15-16 games as start, and then I start to be on the bench, and many problems happens second season. And then unfortunately we went down to the championship.
And at that point, Did you think about leaving Coventry at all, or were you keen to kind of continue and like try and help them get back to the Premier League?
No, never. Because I signed 4 years, I had like first year, I had the offer from Newcastle.
Okay.
Yeah, and struck, and he came to me. He said, no way. You just come for 1 year. You should stay here because we need to keep all you together here, guys. You, Haji, and Robbie Keane, we try to keep him because you know, he had many offers and was good money for the club as well. To sell him. But he told me, you, Haji, you can't move. After second year, if we stay in Premiership, and we had a good offer, so we can sell you. But after first year now. So I said, okay, no problem. We will stay the cheap. And even when we went down, I had like 4 years contract with them. I told him, when we finished the season, I said, look, I'm ready just to play. No problem for me to play in championship. But with the condition to keep most of the players, we just need to back as soon as possible, you know. He said, we will try. We will try our hard. We will try to keep all the players. But unfortunately, they didn't, because Hadji, he went to Villa.
Yeah. That was a sad day for us. That was a sad day.
Yes. Yeah. And I stayed until I left the club, for a season there. So it was so hard. So hard to play in championship than the Premier League.
I was about to say, how different is it?
Oh, tough games. Physically, physically. And when you play like 46 games in the championships, playing against tough teams, and it was for me like, championship is so harder than Premier League. Premier League, you can play with teams, they play football, and so you can... But others, no. You have just to play hard, physically, and many games, 46 games in the championship, so plus Carling Cup at that time, plus FA Cup. It was more games. So We did well, actually, second teams, but we changed when we changed the striker, Nilsson, he came as coach. He did well, I think. But we lost some games. We didn't beat with top six.
What was that relationship like with Nilsson then compared to Strachan? Was it very different?
Well, yes. Nilsson, he was like, he was more friendly. Right, and yeah. He can listen to you. He can discuss with you many things. But Strachan, it depends. Strachan, sometimes he can listen, he can talk to you. But sometimes, no, he can't talk to you. Just
he was angry.
Mentally, yes, that's his problem. When he is angry, he can't control himself.
Right.
And he can't react good, you know. Sometimes you need confidence. But when the coach loses his confidence, so it will be difficult to start again to play the way what he wants.
And it affects the players, obviously.
Yes, yeah. But he was a good guy. He was a very good guy. He was a good coach, yeah.
Was there much pressure on that team to get back to the Premiership at the first opportunity that season? Did you feel pressured?
Yes, because, you know, when you still have the same quantity of the fans who follow you every games and even home games. And I remember that time was many top teams where they were playing as well for promotion to go up. We feel a lot of pressure, especially when we come closer to top six. And then we lost one, two games, you come down and other teams coming up. So it was like this until the end of the season. We didn't reach our objective to be.
I remember it going so well. It was going so well. And then there was that big period of matches where we just didn't seem to get any foothold in matches and win games. And that it's always going to be difficult, wasn't it?
Yes, with Nilsson. Yes, I remember. With Nilsson, we did very, very well. I did remember. We won many games. I remember we start winning against City, Manchester City, against many teams who played with the top. And then when he had many injuries, suspended some players, and then we start to lose games and we lost many points.
You're listening to Sky Blues Extra.
We've talked about a lot of Coventry players that you played with. If you had to pick sort of your number one, the best player that you ever played with at Coventry, who would that be?
The best player?
Yeah, at Coventry.
Well, for me, McAllister, Gary McAllister.
Yeah.
Was the best one, was the top man, he's very intelligent. Was quality, score goals. It was absolutely, even in the pitch, he was all the time giving you positive things.
A real leader then?
Yes. Very good leader, yeah. Mm. Yeah. And he was all the time, you know, even you sometime, well, you know, playing well, so he come to you and he start to, okay, come on, don't worry, man, just keep him up and next game. He was good as leader and as player as well. He did a lot for the club and he helped us a lot.
And obviously you left Coventry in 2003. What did you do after Coventry? Where did you play, Youssef?
Well, I had offer from Qatar, club here in Qatar, Al Sadd club. It was good club. From where I start, I just want to finish my career here. It's like my second home here. So I knew when I start, I have many friends, and I knew the mentality here of the guys, the players, friends. So I just want to try to play another 2-3 years and then to stop and to get my instruments.
Yeah, sure. And obviously, you know, recently you've been working with BeIN Sports, you know, in the sort of media side of the game. Tell us a bit more about your role at BeIN, because obviously we don't really watch it over here, but, you know, we hear that you work there. So,
you know, he's working here with us as well, Richard.
Richard Keys.
All the time talking about Coventry and, at that time, yeah. When I finished the football here, I had like opportunity to analyze analyze of the games, especially I was working in Spain in La Liga, and then I moved to Qatar here, and now we analyzing many leagues like Spanish, English league, and Italian, and the French leagues. We're doing Champions League, and we did as well World Cup in Russia and Brazil. So yes, it's very nice job, and it's very exciting.
Do you enjoy it, the media side of things?
Yes, I did all the time. You know, when I was watching the games, just analyzing the games. So you're still in the same job, like you were just now talking about other clubs, coaches, about players, about stars. And I had opportunity as well to play when I did play in Premier League. So I knew many clubs and that's helped a lot.
Do you get to see many Coventry games over there, or?
Yes, we had the championships games. I did watch, especially the game when they won last game against Brentford.
Yeah.
Well, it's the good. They had quality now. You know, just they need some. Times, you know, to adapt more, they need some good players. And I knew the situation of the club now is not good with many problems, you know, financial problems. And I'm all the time talking with Richard Keys. I just told him, come on, let's try to get some sheikh, some prince from here, just to try to help the team. It's, yes, I told him. I'm serious. It's nice club. I told him it's very nice club. It's many potential, and he said, "Yeah, well, let's be." And we still all the time positive in these things.
Yeah, you need to keep going, because hopefully one day you'll get someone to take us
all
over.
All the time when I see Richard Keys, we start to talk about Coventry and he start to say, Chibo. But he's a nice guy, yeah. And he still loved Coventry a lot.
Do you still look at the results? Do you still look for the Coventry result?
All the time. Every time. If I see the result, I have to go to see the table. Where they are, how many points. And they, I'm following the club and Instagram as well.
You're like us. You're just a fan like us.
Well, yes. Of course. Yeah. This is, the best time I had in my life when I was football was in Coventry. So all the time had this feeling that one day I will come back to Coventry to watch them play in Premier League and coming back stronger.
Yeah. Did it upset you, Youssef, to see the club go down all the way to League Two?
Yes. I was I feel so sorry for the club. I know these problems, especially financial problems. Now, you know, the football now, you need money, you need to buy players, to have some projects. And all the time was like thinking.
There's Big Mo again.
Nah, this is my son. He's calling me. Okay, Mo, I'm coming to dinner. Don't worry. Yeah, he told me, I was spoken to him. He told me that he back to Coventry. Well, we had the association, you know, the association for the
former players. Yeah,
former players. They were all the time sending me emails and trying to invite me. But the problem was like I had all the time, I was a bit, little bit busy. And I promised to them just as soon I have a chance, I will come and we'll.
It'd be amazing to see you back there, especially if we go back to the Rico. That's what we need.
Yeah, that's what I hope team to stay first, to stay in the championship, and yeah. Next year I will talk to Richard Keys to try to help how. Some people who can help help the team.
Yeah,
I want to tell you a little story. I was in Rabat a couple of years ago, and I was at a sports bar watching a Premier League game, and there were some local Moroccans there, and they started talking to me, and they asked me who I supported, and I said Coventry, and their eyes lit up because of the legacy that you yourself and Mustafa have left. Everybody seems to know of Coventry. Do you feel like special in that you had that sort of effect on people?
Well, you know, Moroccan people, they all the time following Moroccan players everywhere. Everywhere now, if you see players like Nseri or Bounou who played in Sevilla, a lot of Morocco now, they are start supporting Sevilla. And same at that time, it wasn't like this time. Now it's more, it's not often you see Moroccan player play in Premier League.
Yeah.
That was like for them, wow, these guys, they are doing well. So it's not easy just to go and to play in the Premier League. So it was like for them like a dream. And all the time they were supporting Coventry. And as me now, just to watch Coventry, what they did, like them now, before. They were following Coventry, what they did, how they play, who scored. They were like asking if I play or not, you know. It's all the same. Moroccan people, they are people who love lots of football.
I was about to say, hopefully we've got lots of fans in Morocco that we, you know, yeah. Thanks to you guys.
Thank you.
Yeah. No, I would definitely love to see you at a game soon. It'd be great to see you there. Thanks a lot for joining us, Youssef. It's been an absolute pleasure to hear your footballing story. And just want to say thank you really on behalf of all the Coventry fans. You know, thanks for your commitment when wearing the sky blue shirt. And I can definitely say for me personally, it was always a pleasure watching you play football.
And for me, yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you, Tom. Thank you, Dean. It was a pleasure for me as well, just to be with you guys. And I hope in my heart to one day to back to Coventry to watch games in Premier League and to see the teams doing well.
Yeah.
And yes, and I want to as well to thanks all the supporters. They are very fantastic. You know, I never. See people like them who all the time encourage their teams and behind them, and I just hope to just keep you behind your team, and one day I'm sure they will be back stronger than they were before. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Youssef. And listeners, don't forget to follow our partners Shortland Horn on Facebook, Instagram and Twitter. And make sure you join us after every Sky Blues game for our Sky Blues Extra Live. And as always, you can get involved in the conversation on anything we've discussed. All you need to do is use the hashtag Sky Blues Extra Podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Sky Blues Extra Podcast.